I once did a story about a six-year-old boy in Utah who was about to embark on a remarkable journey. Here's how that story began. Among the rows of small corn-silk blonde and haystack brown heads squirming through reading lessons in Mrs. Bigler's first-grade class at the Oak Hills Elementary School in Bountiful, Utah, one small boy stands out among all the Ashleys, Cassies, Laurens, and Chrisses.
If you were an animal, what would you be? Where would you go? And what would you see?
Tenzin Donghua's hair is black as coal, his eyes are Asian, but in all important respects, he is one with his classmates, fidgeting as the classroom clock ticks too slowly toward recess. But Tenzin Donghua, this six-year-old boy, draws occasional visitors to Bountiful because he has been proclaimed by Tibet's spiritual and temporal leader, the Dalai Lama himself, as a tulku, a miracle being, the reincarnation of his grandfather, the high Tibetan Buddhist Lama, Gomo Rinpoche. Well, that was 16 years ago. Tenzin Donghua had just learned that he'd soon be sent to a monastery in India to study and fulfill his destiny to become a Tibetan spiritual leader. Tenzin became a monk, Gomo Tulku, as he's now known, and settled in Italy among a community of his followers. But now there's been a slight detour in Gomo Tulku's spiritual journey. He's just released his first rap recording.
Can you stop, if only for a moment? Cause we can catch a ripple, we could try to hold it. Try to notice why everyone's grinning. Put it on a photo roll, wanted to the beginning. Cause she came to me, admitted it was perfect. But couldn't do without the fire and searching. The uncertain, unnerving burning. I guess it wasn't mean, but the need that gave a purpose.
That's the single Photograph coming out this month. Gomo Tulku joins us in the studio. So nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, man. Wow, it's been so long, right?
It's been 16 years.
16 years.
And I think we already established before we came into the studio, you have no memory whatsoever of my producer and I spending all that time with you, do you?
Oh, man, I don't know what to say, but yeah, I mean.
So, where you been? What you been doing? What's life been like?
Well, you know, I just been in the monastery for like 12 years, you know, and did my first face degree, sort of a equivalent to bachelor's degree. And once I finished that, I decided to pursue my dream, which was making music. Mm-hmm. And 2009, I left the monastery, and since then I've been into working music.
I hope to understand the terminology here. You are no longer a monk, but you are still a lama.
Well, yeah, I gave back my vows to Lama Zopa Rinpoche, our spiritual leader, FPMT in 2009, and I guess I'm still a lama.
you'll always be a lama, right?
Yep, that's what they say.
Yeah. Now, of course, I've seen the video Photograph. The spiritual side is hard to see. Let me put it that way. You're sitting in a limo, surrounded by beautiful women, and sipping what looks to be champagne. Tell me, Gomo Tulku, what's that all about?
I decided to follow a different route. Definitely, I have my religious side in me and my past influence, but that's something personal, you know. And then I have this thing that I'm doing as a musician, or you can call it as a business, you know. But yeah.
Yeah. Is there a place where your spiritual side and spiritual history and the music you're doing cross, come together?
Not really, no. Not yet, but hopefully it might come, but for now, no, it's just more about, my music's more about right now, my personal life, and just basically putting it out there to the people so they can hear what I'm going through. As in, when I was in the monastery, I had limits, but I decided to kind of like be more interactive with my fan or whatever you call it, you know, my fans, yeah.
You still together with your followers? I wonder what they think of what you've done.
They definitely support me. That's been the biggest thing in this my career. I mean, at first, of course, I mean, people were suspicious and a lot of them had doubts and been, you know, telling me, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing that, or not this, not that, and all those kind of things. But now that they've seen what kind of, I guess, person I am and what my real thing is, they've been supportive and accepting the fact that I've chose this new life and work.
We can't resist playing a moment from when we profiled you 16 years ago. You were 6 years old, and we're talking with you and your cousins in Utah. Listen up, please, Gomo.
I sure hate girls.
You hate girls?
Then how come every recess you play with them?
So?
But can any of you, any of the three of you, explain to us what it is to be reincarnated?
It's like, when someone dies...
They can still be alive?
He would be, like, reborn.
Is that right?
Have we all been alive before this?
Yeah.
Now, wait, let me understand this, Tenzin. All right, if you're your grandfather reincarnated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother lives here downstairs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, is that what you're saying? That's your wife?
That's not my wife.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that was my cousin, man.
Yeah. I will never forget your face, by the way, when we introduced you to the proposition that your grandmother could be your wife. First, I got to ask, what do you think of girls now?
They're amazing.
I gathered that from your video, yeah. Do you sit before me now as someone, are you the reincarnation of the Gomo Rinpoche?
That's what the Dalai Lama had told me,
mm-hmm.
what I said. To be honest, I don't remember anything about my past. But besides that, I mean, I don't know.
You know what I liked about you when you were six?
What was
I like it about you now, too. Don't get me wrong. I liked the fact that you were a normal kid. You were on the verge of great responsibilities, and we were having conversations like the snippet we just played for you. But I liked the fact that, you know, you were playing games and hide-and-seek, and you were pulling hair. And I thought, this is a nice little boy, and I hope he'll be happy. So were you in the monastery?
I got to admit it, I had ups and downs. I had, you know, some difficulties. I mean, I've been only seeing my parents once in 2 years, maybe. It's been, you know, tough, but I rejoice that I was in the monastery because from there I've learned a lot. It's definitely changed my life. And
What do you think we can learn from you that you learned?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, hopefully we'll see in the future, you know, in the coming times. But for now, all I can say is just see what I do and just, you know, follow me on Facebook.
So that's what's happened to contemporary religious life. It's gone from follow me to follow me on Facebook.
No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I mean, it's been like that. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Thank you. Really good to see you too, man. Thank you.
Gomo Tulku, his new recording, his first photograph. And you can follow him on Facebook.
They have an ending, so go on and on, reading the beginning. Maybe I finally rewound what dating. Go back to where we're
and this is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Peter Breslow, Elaine Heinzman, Gemma Waters, Chris Bendereff, Amy Held, Rebecca Paris, Connor Donovan, Rebecca Hersher, and Allison Seiss. Tony Marcano, Deborah George, and Martha Wexler edit the program. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Molesky and Mary Glendinning. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our show was edited today by Jeffrey Bennett and produced by Tom Bullock. Senior producer is Sarah Lucy Oliver. And the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.